HKX. Mobile.
HKX, KD2RKN, mobile. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, it's Patrick on this end. I am doing great.
Roger, roger. Jason on this end. Where you at? I'm heading north on 85, right around exit 51 right now.
I am heading south on 25, just across the state line.
I'm excited for the weather today, but not for tomorrow. How about you?
It doesn't bode well for my business.
Well, for mine.
For some reason, mechanics don't want to come out to the tool truck when it's raining.
I understand that, but I kind of work for the National Weather Service, and they kind of, you know, they dig bad weather.
National Weather Service, is that what I heard?
Roger.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So what exactly do you do?
Well, I've only been there about 3 or 4 days, so I ain't quite figured all that out yet, but I'm an electronics tech there.
Electronics guy. That's pretty cool. What'd you do before that?
I was an X-ray tech for the VA.
What exactly do you work at for the National Weather Service?
It's at a GSP, but travel is going to be all over the upstate and western North Carolina, it looks like.
Remote weather stations or something like that?
Remote weather stations, National Weather Radio, and the Doppler radar here at GSP.
Pretty fascinating.
Man, when they told me I got the job, to be honest with you.
I get in your voice when you hear somebody excited to talk about their job.
Give it a couple years, I guess.
Listen, I think this is the first time we spoke on the radio. I'm on here every morning around this time, so give me a shout.
Will do. You have a safe day. I'll say 7-3s to you because I'm almost to my exit up north here. But good to meet you, Patrick, and I think I've listened to you before, but I don't talk much. So anyway, 7-3s, hope you have a good day at work.
Hey, to come on in here when you hear this. There's a group of us on here every morning usually. Anywhere from about 5:30 to 6 o'clock, 6:30. So, but I'm usually here afterwards. So you have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
I hesitate to jump in there every now and then. It seems like I'm going to be on the road a lot more than I used to be. But good talking to you. Hope you have a great day. KD2RKN.
Gun 4ZLK.
4HKX. Good morning, Shane. I was thinking I was going to have to make the rest of this drive by myself.
Drinking a cup of tea and scanning the HF bands, and I heard you, and I thought, well, I should say hello at least.
Saying hello. But I understand if you're still trying to get woke up and ready to go.
How far down the mountain are you?
The bridge there on 25 at the foot of the mountain.
7 there, I guess.
Getting close.
I'm coming down 11, and I'll put some coffee on for you.
The tea.
That's what I drink every day. I'm not a coffee drinker anymore.
Been. I just not a big fan of hot drinks. Every now and then I'll have some hot apple cider, but that's about it.
A hot tea, so I could make some iced tea for you. No, I drink a lot of hot tea, and that's probably because my mother is from England, and growing up, that's all we drank.
Has something to do with it. Around our house, all you got was cold sweet tea, so does have an effect on what you're used to.
Iced tea growing up, but I try to stick to water while I'm working, and no sodas or anything like that. It's too much sugar for me. I can't take it.
Give up the soft drinks at the first of the year, but I do bring some tea with me in a container, and I'll drink it throughout the day, but I usually end up taking about half of it home.
Got in here about quarter after. Has there not been anybody else on this morning?
Quarter after is when everybody's clearing out, and I'm in the black hole, so I wait till I get to the other side to give a call out.
I don't hear any of those guys on at nighttime.
We're out pretty early, so you're not going to catch many of them late at night.
dinner on a plate, and I ate it real quick, took a shower, and we climbed into bed, so I think I was in bed by 9:30, quarter to 10.
Radio late last night. Hope everything was all right.
It depends on how my pickups, how heavy my pickups are, and if I can't make one pickup before 6 o'clock, if I can't use their trailer for another pickup, then I still have to make that 6 o'clock pickup. And then it's 6:30 before I get back, and then I got to run back out and make that last one, and it's an hour turnaround time. So, if, you know, that's the way it is. It makes a huge difference just for one pickup, basically.
That does the same thing for me on my schedule. One shop can put me way ahead or 2 hours behind.
Off that late is more than norm when the volume is regular to heavy. You know, this time of year, the volume starts dropping a little bit down towards July 4th. Generally, it's the way it's been in the years past. July 4th week is our slowest week of the year normally. These last 2 years have been different, of course, but you know, getting off at 6:30, 7 o'clock, I still haven't made my 10 hours yet. So that's really getting off a little early.
KO4, HGX. Yeah, like I said, some days are the same for me. I mean, if I have to go back and make another stop like I do today, it generally puts me even later getting home.
We pay for having to work. So last night, I think you were there when you dropped out to get, I think somebody called you, and when I was on the way home, and Keith came in, KN4CHY. He thought I was he thought that was pretty funny when I told you you were going to be getting a phone call.
It was pretty funny.
So he told me he was getting ready to call you.
I figured you'd wait a few more minutes than that, though.
Hope it works, though. Anyway, I was glad to help out.
I appreciate the help.
Easily today, correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
Maybe I'll see you. Did you hear me yesterday when I was working? Did you hear my radio at all?
Really wasn't paying that close attention that I remember.
Plug on the end of the microphone cord. It's that 8-pin telephone jack type, and struggled with it at first, but I just wanted to make sure it still sounded, everything sounded good. I wasn't getting any interference or anything in there.
Me and you spoke yesterday while you were in your work truck, so I don't remember anything out of place about it.
Yeah, it's hard getting those little cables lined up in the correct order. And the ground cable, I finally figured out to wrap that little I don't know if you've ever done it, but one of the wires has a white, like a tin shield around it, and I realized you take that and wrap it around the ground, because the ground is just loose wire, and that gives it enough strength to slide it inside the little clip. Otherwise, it just jams up.
I had to fix one of those 4-pin on the Kenwood radio that I got from the same time you got your 857. And, yeah, that's a tough little pin to put together.
One time before, and I couldn't get it to work. And this time I tried a couple times, and it just wasn't doing it. And so then I looked at the directions, which is always a good thing, on the little packet of extra clips I bought. And it made sense, but I ended up having to strip about 2 inches of the outer shield, the outer rubber, in order to do it. So it really shortened up my wire, but it actually works out good. It's a perfect. It doesn't hang down in front of my face anymore.
Yeah, like I said, I had to fix that little Kenwood radio, that 710 that I got, or 700, and putting those little wires in there and getting them in the right order. Boy, I can tell my eyes aren't what they used to be.
Fingers are so big, too. I can't, my wife calls them paw fingers. fingers or whatever. Anyway, and I never think about it until I look and compare it to hers. But just trying to get them, trying to hold on to it enough once you clip it back down to slide it in there. But I'm surprised you only had four wires, a four-pin plug. My Kenwood, it's an eight-pin plug.
Cable for the remote mount head, so it only had four on one end and six on the other. I don't know why they didn't stay with the same on both ends, but it is what it is.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I guess two of the wires weren't used, apparently.
Well, to do much of that, I'm going to have to find me one of those magnifying glasses you can look through with the light on it and all that so I can see what I'm doing.
To invest in one of those and a soldering station, because I'm constantly trying to prop wires under something, put some weight on it to hold it, and then trying to put a little pressure. It's just the right tools make a difference. I guess you know that in the business you do.
I preach that all day long, every day.
Get out of here. I'm going to start getting ready. I'm sure I'll talk to you again. Be careful out there. Hope you have a profitable day. And enjoy your day. I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Shane, you have a great day. And I look forward to talking to you later on KO4HKX. And I'll be monitoring.